This print is approximately 27 inches by 18 inches in a portrait orientation. As a cyanotype, the print is a solid cyan color with areas of white negative space where the print was not exposed to UV radiation. The texture of the surface is grainy, bumpy, and raised. From a distance, the blue pigment appears evenly distributed, but upon closer inspection, there is a subtle gradient ranging from lighter cyan to darker pools of blue. Minute bends in the paper give depth to the image, almost like the cracks in the bark of a tree. Aligned vertically along the center axis of the print, the six negative spaces of eucalyptus bark resemble an archipelago of white islands surrounded by a cyan ocean. Although each area where the bark prevented UV exposure has an irregular shape, the overall alignment imparts a sense of symmetry to the work. The largest pieces of bark can be found at the bottom of the print, taking the form of a concave arc, nearly spanning the width of the print and ending in a forked prong on its right end. Here, the upturned curvature of the bark and jagged edges of the exposure evoke a somewhat grotesque smile. Moving upwards, the next piece of bark is the second largest, measuring about a third of the width of the print. The edge of this piece is much more irregular, making its rectangular shape appear like a rocky coastline. Small specks of cyan linger suspended in the white negative space, gesturing towards tears in the original eucalyptus bark. The next three exposures appear equal in size. The first of this set possesses a rectangular shape. The second takes an ovular shape, and the third conforms to the shape of an abstracted bat or bird, if viewed from above. Finally, at the top, a small piece of bark exposure crowns the work, composed of small curvatures that fit no shape.